The girl is intact, he said. Well, that's fine news, Mother replied. And will there be much blood? There shouldn't be any blood at all. I only examined her visually. No, I mean during Mizwage. I couldn't say. The usual amount I should expect. When the young silver-haired doctor had taken his leave, Mother helped me dress and instructed me to sit at the table. Then, without any warning, she grabbed my earlobe and pulled it so hard I cried out. She held me like that, with my head close to hers, while she said, You're a very expensive commodity, little girl. I underestimated you. I'm lucky nothing has happened. But you can be very sure I'm going to watch you more closely in the future. What a man wants from you, a man will pay dearly to get. Do you follow me?
Yes, ma'am, I said.
Of course, I would have said yes to anything, considering how hard she was pulling on my ear. If you give a man freely what he ought to pay for, you'll be cheating this Okya. You'll owe money, and I'll take it from you. And I'm not just talking about this. Here, Mother made a gruesome noise with her free hand, rubbing her fingers against her palm to make a squishing sound. Men will pay for that, she went on. But they'll pay just to chat with you, too. If I find you sneaking off to meet a man, even if it's just for a little talk. And here, she finished her thought by giving another sharp tug on my earlobe before letting it go. I had to work hard to catch my breath. When I felt I could speak again, I said,
Mother, I've done nothing to make you angry.
Not yet, you haven't. If you're a sensible girl, you never will. I tried to excuse myself, but Mother told me to stay. She tapped out her pipe, even though it was empty, and when she'd filled it and lit it, she said, I've come to a decision. Your status here in the Okya is about to change. I was alarmed by this and began to say something, but Mother stopped me. You and I will perform a ceremony next week. After that, you'll be my daughter, just as if you'd been born to me. I've come to the decision to adopt you. One day, the Okya will be yours. I couldn't think of what to say, and I don't remember much of what happened next. Mother went on talking, telling me that as the daughter of the Okya, I would at some point move into the larger room occupied by Hatsumomo and Pumpkin, who together would share the smaller room where I'd lived up to now. I was listening with only half my mind until I began slowly to realize that as Mother's daughter, I would no longer have to struggle under Hatsumomo's tyranny. This had been Mameha's plan all along, and yet I'd never really believed it would happen. Mother went on lecturing me. I looked at her drooping lip and her yellowed eyes. She may have been a hateful woman, but as the daughter of this hateful woman, I would be up on a shelf out of Hatsumomo's reach.